USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Fears of war breaking out in Europe has intensified as Russian President Vladimir Putin, in a carefully choreographed political event, moved to recognize the independence of separatist regions in eastern Ukraine. The pro-Russian leaders of the separatist group were shown on TV pleading with Putin to acknowledge their independence. That was followed by an hour-long TV speech that culminated with the signing of the recognition decrees. Canadian lawmakers voted to extend emergency powers to allow police to quell any potential restarts of protest blockades by those opposed to the COVID-19 restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said the powers were still needed despite police ending a trucker convoy that blocked the downtown core of Ottawa, Canada's capital. Trudeau noted there were some truckers who might be planning further blockades. Wall Street was closed on Monday due to the holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Whether a fourth COVID booster shot is necessary is being discussed. USA Radio's Tim Berg is in our Phoenix Bureau.
While there's no timetable on if and when a fourth COVID booster may be recommended, an FDA spokesman did confirm they are looking into new data to evaluate future possible COVID vaccines. As far as who will need that fourth booster, Dr. Megan Rainey is an emergency physician. She tells CNN,
people who are immunosuppressed, those folks should be going out and getting their fourth shot because it is the equivalent of a third shot for the rest of us.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lawmakers in the Idaho State House have approved a bill making it illegal for neighbors to deliver one another's ballot to the post office. Under the bill, delivering 10 or more ballots to the post office for others would be a felony. Delivering fewer than 10, that would be a misdemeanor. The bill now goes to the state Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue. And Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Michigan men's basketball coach Jawan Howard is suspended for 5 games for his role in the postgame scrum on Sunday. The Wolverines played the Wisconsin Badgers and lost. Howard was upset that Wisconsin coach Greg Gard, whose team had the lead, called timeout with 15 seconds left in the game. Howard struck a Wisconsin assistant coach after a tense exchange with Gard in the handshake line. In addition to the suspension, Howard was also fined $40,000. Guard, who was not suspended, was fined $10,000. Two Michigan players and a Wisconsin player each were suspended for 1 game. A slight change in how you are able to access your tax information. Details from USA's John Hunt.
The Internal Revenue Service has announced that taxpayers will be able to forego the use of facial recognition software in order to access their online accounts following the big controversy over the use of biometric data, according to the New York Times. No biometric data, including facial recognition, will be required if taxpayers choose to authenticate their identity through a virtual interview, according to the IRS in their statement today. In addition, photos gathered so far from users will be deleted from ID.me servers over the next few weeks, and any new photos taken this year will not be stored on any of the company's servers. For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Find news anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.